Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Was there something I could have said to make it all stop hurting? It kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So before
It's 8:05. It's time for Food Stuffed. I'm Tim Convey. Food Stuffed sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. All four locations. Plenty outdoor seating, delivery, curbside carryout, and the dining rooms are open with all the COVID-19 precautions. Happy National Cooking Day, everybody.
Woo!
Happy National Lobster Day, everybody.
Hey.
Happy 25th anniversary of the McFlurry.
Yes!
From McDonald's.
That's a big deal.
They're celebrating by releasing McFlurry pajamas.
Ooh.
Who's in? Lance, yeah. Looking at you.
Not much of a pajama guy, but I'll try them.
Everybody needs pajamas. Not everybody wears them, but you need them. You guys into McFlurries?
Oh, I love McFlurries.
Yeah, I want to see what they are. They online at 198.com?
Yeah, they're pretty cool. It's the spoon. I think that is the...
The McFlurry spoon. I, yes. The same thing with how it's hollow because they put it in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Yes.
They really figured something out. Another thing you got to know about is the Ghostbusters Frappuccino.
Mm.
Starbucks.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. First of all, the McFlurry pajamas, super cute. Super cute. $25. Okay, so tell me about this Ghostbusters Frappuccino. Does it look like the
If you're a fan
slime?
Of Ghostbusters, you're going to recognize the colors of the drink right away. The red and white in the drink and bits of black at the top pretty much perfectly mimic the iconic Ghostbusters logo.
Mm-hmm.
People love it. It starts with a vanilla bean Frappuccino base, and it adds things like raspberry syrup and cookie crumbles. All the flavors combined make it sound like a delicious dessert that I think we got to try.
Mm-hmm. It's not green, though.
It's a special... It's a special deal.
It's like white with little red streaks through it.
Yeah, 198.com. Check it out and find out exactly how to order it as well. Coffee Mate. You guys into Coffee Mate creamer?
Yeah, that's like the only creamer, right?
Depends on the flavor. Really?
Well, they got a new flavor coming out. It's coffee flavor. It's true.
What?
Coffee-flavored creamer.
Coffee Mate's newest line of coffee creamers are coming out in January, and they will be flavored like coffee. The idea is that you can add these more sophisticated flavors like classic Colombian or Italian espresso to the mediocre coffee you brew at home, and it makes it taste like better coffee.
Ooh.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
All right, Coffee Mate.
Yeah, I'd try it. It's also for somebody who likes the taste of just black coffee. Ugh. Yeah, I would try it.
According to Grubhub, the trendiest fall food in the United States, the biggest jump in popularity compared to other times of the year.
PSL.
Clam chowder.
I get it.
You do? Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love clam chowder.
Me too.
Other trendy ones?
Don't want to eat it in July, though.
Mm. Creamy lobster Alfredo. Chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
Bring it.
And hard apple cider is the most popular of the drinks.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Clam chowder. When's the last time you had a good clam chowder, Kev?
God, I don't think I ever have. I'm not a fan.
Really?
Yeah, not a fan.
I love it. I would say, except in Boston, because when we went to Wrigley Field, no, not Wrigley. What am I talking
Fenway?
About? Fenway. We went to Fenway one summer, and they have, like, you can have some hot clam chowder.
Yep.
In the
legal
sun.
Seafood clam chowder right there in the ballpark.
And I did it because it's like we're in Boston. We're at Fenway. Let's do it. But like eating clam chowder in the summer is not good.
Ludo was in a day game.
Yeah, it was a day game.
Yeah. That's a little more palatable in the summertime at a night game.
Yeah.
I was in Boston with the band back in the day, and we went somewhere and got clam chowder, and the waitress came over and said, "How's your chowder?" And it just became one of our classic catchphrases to this day. "How's your chowder? How's your chowder? Kev, how's your chowder?" A bunch of Subway employees got together online and started talking about the strangest sandwiches that people have ordered at Subway. You hear those every now and then. Subway's a place, Subway, Chipotle, where you're going to hear the orders of the people in front of you and behind you, and sometimes it raises a bit of an eyebrow. I remember in college, another catchphrase in my life, I was at the Subway in Hit Street down in Mizzou.
Yeah.
It was iconic. It was open 24 hours a day. It was amazing. And there was this guy in front of my friend and I in line, and he said, "Give me some of the banana peppers." And it became
another catchphrase.
Banana peppers. Feels good, right? You guys want to try it? Anyway, they all came up with the weirdest thing that people had heard people ask for. Two full bags of lettuce on a sandwich. 2 pounds of lettuce. And some guy came in, he ordered it every single day.
Huh. Okay.
Wheat bread, every single condiment, and nothing else.
Wow.
These are some weird diets.
The angriest I ever saw, one of my friends was, he's a vegetarian, and we went through a Subway, and it was like one of those truck stop Subways, and he just wanted a veggie sub, so he's like, this. And then the guy, the Subway employee, a truck stop Subway employee, as he's handing it to him, says, "It's just like a salad on bread." And my friend just turned around and walked away. He was so angry. Another time. All right, never mind. Other weird things that people mentioned in this Reddit thread. A sandwich toasted 4 times, so it was, quote, basically charcoal.
Okay. Ugh.
And a meatball sub with scoops of seafood salad.
And the meatballs?
Ooh. How's your chowder? Am I right, guys? That's Foodstuffs. Y98.com for these stories and more.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.